The late Federico Garcia Lorca is considered one of Spain's greatest writers. He was a high-profile victim of the Spanish Civil War. Garcia Lorca was killed in 1936, soon after the conflict started. He was a Republican, that is, a supporter of the civilian republic that was overthrown by the Nationalists. His body, along with those of other Republicans, is believed to have been dumped in an unmarked mass grave outside the southern city of Granada. Now a new law may allow that grave to be dug up. That's upsetting Spain's political right, as the world's Jerry Haddon reports.
Federico Garcia Lorca was one of Spain's more famous victims of the war that brought dictator General Francisco Franco to power. But when military police led Garcia Lorca to a ravine on an August night in 1936, he did not die alone. With him were a handful of other Republicans, among them schoolteacher Dioscoro Galindo. They were all shot, but their bodies have never been found. This week, Galindo's granddaughter, Nieves, went to court to have public records regarding her father's death released. We are not asking for action against anyone or for compensation, she says. We don't want anything except to be able to rescue the remains of our loved one. That's it. Across Spain, tens of thousands of Franco's victims lie in unmarked graves. There has never been an official push to find them, until last year, when Spain's socialist government passed what's known as the Law of Historical Memory. That law officially acknowledges atrocities by Franco's regime for the first time, and it directs Spain's public institutions, from universities to town halls to courthouses, to open their records to family members, like Galindo's granddaughter. But while victims' relatives say exhumations will help heal old wounds, Spain's conservative right argues just the opposite. Mariano Rajoy heads Spain's conservative Popular Party. He says, the best part of our democratic constitution written in 1978 is that all Spaniards agree together to look to the future to construct a better country for all. For that reason, I am against opening old wounds, no matter who does it. Indeed, Spain's 40-year-old democracy was built on a foundation of forgetting. The agreement between opposing sides not to dig in the past was literally called the Pact of Forgetting. No trials, no truth commissions, nothing that might destabilize the nation. Conservatives feel the new historical memory law violates that pact. But the conservatives have a lingering problem. It's called the Valley of the Fallen. It's a huge monument dedicated mainly to Franco supporters killed in the war. Franco had it built outside Madrid using defeated Republican prisoners as laborers. He inaugurated it in 1959. The struggle of good against evil does not end, Franco told a huge crowd at the time. That sense, indeed dread, of a struggle without end resides somewhere in the Spanish consciousness. Every time the mass graves come up, some bitterness and fear swell up too. What's stoking the flames now is a decision by a federal judge to create a national census of Franco's victims, and a decision by Garcia Lorca's own family to support the exhumation of his grave. For years, Laura Garcia Lorca has opposed disturbing her uncle's mountain tomb. Now she says it might be time.
The statement of his being there is much stronger to remember the terrible crimes that were committed during the war, that his presence gives more strength to that place and to the memory of all those killed. We feel that that is his grave and that he is in very good company with other victims, just like the victim that he was.
The judge who ordered the census must now decide whether the Garcia Lorca exhumation can move forward. If it does, it will bring perhaps a measure of peace to victims' families and upset Spain's conservative voters, who make up nearly half the country. For The World, I'm Jerry Haddon in Barcelona.